on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I have a new rule, and I need to know if I'm being unreasonable or not.
Okay.
If you are not driving, you do not get to comment on the driving. Give me an air horn.
Charlotte, what?
I know, that's right.
Wait, what? What is happening over here? What?
Now listen, my husband, Garage Boy, and I got into a little tiff about this situation. Now, something you need to know about me is I'm not a good driver. And I can acknowledge that.
You're not.
I can acknowledge that. I'm not good at it. Can I do it when need be? Yes. Yeah. Can I get from point A to point B? Sure.
Yeah.
But most it's days. Not my, it's not a talent of
expertise.
Mine, if I'll say. And my husband, Garage Boy, honestly does most of the driving, right? But then like sometimes I will just be like, do you want me to drive? And I can tell like he's just tired, right? And if you say, okay, sure, then to me, I feel like when you say yes, you're also taking an oath of silence.
A vow of silence.
Yes. And acceptance. Because you know what you're about to get into.
This is such a touchy topic.
If you are choosing to be a passenger princess, which is totally fine, then be the passenger princess and sit there. I don't need you to tell me to get over, to slow down, to watch out, to freak out, to ask me questions, to tell me maybe go this way instead of the other way, because that's just only going to add to my anxiety. You know what I mean? So I feel like if you are choosing to let somebody else drive, you need to accept the experience that you're going to have in their vehicle.
So what happened?
Well, I was driving, clearly. This happened yesterday. So we just got back. We literally got back from our Maryland tourism trip in Queen Anne's County. It was so much fun. But that's, you know, like a long drive over the bridge and everything like that. And when we got home, he was so tired and rightfully so, but we still had to like go out and like run errands and stuff. And I was like, do you want me to drive? And he goes,
I can already feel that, because I know that feeling when you when you're like a partner with somebody that can't drive that well. Like he's like,
because he didn't say anything at first, and then I said, does your brain need a break? Because I can drive. And he goes, okay. So we get in the car, I put the keys into the ignition, and I start
slow
it.
Slow crank.
All right. Already, we're I'm not even out of the parking lot of my apartment complex. He goes, you're going a little fast, don't you think? I stop on the brakes and I go, do you want me to turn around and
you
drive?
Drive? Yeah. Because oh, I know that feeling. Oh.
I'm like, we're a minute and a half in. We got some things to do. Like, are we good? Just relax. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, okay, okay. Fast forward. We get to a stoplight. I have my blinker on. I'm going to go left. He goes, you could go straight if you want because it might be quicker. I was like, listen, I didn't ask Alexa to tell me anything. Okay, you're not Google Maps here. I'm choosing to go this way. I know it's longer, but I feel safer and more comfortable with my driving abilities to go the longer way.
Fair.
I understand what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Even
I don't
though he's a superior driver.
Yeah,
and
but
you
like,
admit that.
Yes.
You still don't want his feedback.
But I'm hosting you in my car.
Okay.
Like, don't tell me.
And you're in your car.
I'm in my car.
Yeah,
I'm also
car.
See, I also think there's like caveats to this.
Right.
I'm driving your car.
Now
sure.
What if it was
right.
His car.
If I'm like in your car and there's like a certain way, it's kind of like if you go stay the night at somebody's house, you're not going to like just use their toothbrush without asking.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
That'd be weird. Yeah.
It would be weird. But we're in my car.
Okay.
So we're in my car.
Open,
I'm driving.
You're
we're playing my music that I should be able to choose.
That's a whole different topic.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying if I'm the driver in my car, even if you're the superior driver, what happens? I have a question.
Zip it.
What if you're
zip
going
it,
to
look outside and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, sit
no
there and look
what.
Pretty. That's
okay.
It. No questions.
No questions.
Debate.
And if I need anything from you, if I need
ask.
You to tell me GPS directions, if I need you, if
I'll
I would
ask.
Like you to add
no,
songs
no
to the
unsolicited.
Queue. Unsolicited. Nothing. Like it's a
Charlotte.
It is a vow of silence.
True or false? Can you have no? Can you give the driver no feedback unless they ask?
No feedback. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
My ex used to make me drive around the girl he was cheating on me with, unbeknownst to me. And she would sit there. This girl failed her driver's license test so many times. And she'd go, the light's green. Green light. Before I could even hit the pedal. So I'm so triggered talking about this right now.
Yeah, man.
Jess is so right. Like, it's not even a debate.
My dad's the worst about it, too. He's the same way. It's like, just drive. You drive. Just drive. drive. You want to drive, drive.
If you want the control, because I get it. I understand it can be a control 100%. Thing, too. And, like, also a safety thing. Right. Are we safer if he drives? Yeah.
No, honestly,
however, it's kind of like going on a roller coaster. You're willingly locking in, and you know that there's a chance that something might go down.
Yep.
And that's what it's like getting in my car.
100%.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.